kids are listening to this either now or in the future. Daddy is not proud of himself. Don't be like Daddy. Be like your mommy, and lead a high functioning, respectable life. And Daddy loves you, and Daddy is very, very sorry.
Oh, wait, has Beth ever panhandled on a subway car?
No.
Okay. Oh, then that's right. Then everything Andy said, everything your dad said is true, then.
That's why I love her. That's what I love most about her. She's never panhandled.
Before the subway car comes, introduce Help Me Rhonda.
Hey, here's the Beach Boys going to kill 3 minutes of our show with Help Me Rhonda.
Rhonda, you look so fine.
Look so
and
fine.
I know it wouldn't take much time for you to help me, Rhonda. Help me get her out of my heart.
Help me, Rhonda.
Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Yeah. Get her out of my heart.
Fellas, I have 3,000 words to say. Quit screaming and start singing from your hearts, huh? You're doing fine now. Watch your oohs. Come in on the low notes, Mike. Carl, ooh, you're Come on. Dennis, you're flatting. Okay, Mike, you're flatting on your high notes. Let's go. Let's roll. So you're big stars. Let's fight, huh? Let's fight for success. Okay, let's go. Now loosen up. Be happy. Forget the people in there. Turn the lights out in this room. Turn the lights out in this
idea.
Room.
It's a great idea.
When you sing Rhonda, make it sexy and soft. Rhonda, you look so fine. Okay? Let's go. Brian, loosen up a little. So, Dad, Brian, I'm a genius too. Let's go, huh?
Rhonda, you look so fine.
Look so fine.
And I know it wouldn't take much time for you to help me, Rhonda. Help me get her out of my heart.
Help me, Rhonda.
Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Yeah. Get her out of my heart.
Yeah, we just enjoyed the Help Me, Rhonda by the Beach Boys. I guess Brian Wilson had broken up with a girlfriend and had met a girl, apparently met a girl named Rhonda, and he was hoping Rhonda would distract him, would help him get over his heartbreak.
I never realized Rhonda was the rebound.
Yeah, Rhonda was the rebound girl. So that would explain what you just heard. And we're back on 6th Avenue. We're walking back to our favorite panhandler. Oh, I bet that's a boyfriend. We're going to meet the boyfriend.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, is this your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think he existed. I thought she made you up.
Oh, yeah. She was just telling me about you guys.
Yeah. She was telling you about us?
Yeah.
How did she describe us?
Two guys starting a radio show.
Exactly. That summed it up. One goofy guy and one sort of handsome studly guy. Hey, guess what? We just panhandled on the subway. We made $2. How much have you made today?
$2.
You have our $2.
Yep, your $2.
That's all you've made. Yeah, so, and what are you going to do with our $2?
Go buy a can of wet dog food.
Yeah, dog food, yeah. And so I guess you and Ken tied. I didn't make any money.
Yep.
I don't know. I just don't have the skill sets that you two have.
Yeah, I just wanted to give you the $2 that I got on the subway because you're my coach.
Oh, well, like I said...
Do you have 20 cents? We wanted to give you $1.80. Do you have 20 cents?
I wanted to give her the full
$2.
Okay. Thank you so much.
And what is your name again?
I'm Tesla.
Tesla. And what's your dog's name?
Kilo.
Kilo. I love Kilo. Can I pet Kilo?
Yes, you can.
Hey, Kilo.
Say hi, Kilo.
Hey, buddy.
No, I don't want your 20 cents. No, I don't. I'm just joking.
Kilo
is
so cute.
Can I put my finger in Kilo's ear?
That's not a good idea. Not a good idea. How old is Kilo?
She's 6 and a half.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Can I put my finger in your ear?
She lets you.
If she lets you. Okay.
You said you might want to let her know that seriously, you really want to do that.
No, don't. Listen, well, good luck to you guys.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, good luck tonight.
It works better next time.
Yeah, I know. Now, that was, the first time's always the hardest, isn't it, when you're begging and panhandling?
Yeah, I guess.
Do you remember your first time when you were out on the street?
Yes, I do. My first time, I sat on the sidewalk and asked people for 25 cents. I made about $300.
There you go. So it gets easier, Ken. That's good news.
Yeah, I thought it actually, my first time out, it went pretty good, because I got $2 in the very first car I went through.
Oh, really? Wow. It doesn't usually work out like that. Usually people get, like, pocket change.
I know. I mean, nobody would look at me, but still, I got
$2. They don't make eye contact ever. They're usually like, take the 20 cents and go away.
Yeah. All right, thanks to both of you. Have a good day.
Okay, thanks, man. Can we sign off now, for the love of God?
That was Tesla, my panhandling coach. She taught me well.
Yeah, yeah, she did.
And this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope.
It doesn't matter. You don't have to say any of that. No one's listening anymore.
No, in Rockland County, we're at 91.9 FM, and we're broadcast worldwide at WFMU.org.
And you can also find us on the L train heading to and from Brooklyn.
Call us lucky, you and I. Lucky girl, lucky guy. And when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak. A lucky rainbow lights the sky. When we kiss, when we sigh, they call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why. Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2100 21 Lounge, right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. We have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night.
Waiting for me when I die. What you dream the day you're born away. if you really want. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. But you must try, try and try, try and try. You'll succeed at last. Persecution you must bear. Win or lose, you got to get your share. Don't die.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the 21 Lounge, where we celebrate the great lounge performers of the Golden Age, which is roughly the 50s through the kind of mid-80s, maybe. I always start the show off with some artists from Art Records and a couple of their subsidiaries, and started the show with Don Hayes and the Mr. Lucky theme, as usual, from his record A Fun Evening with Don Hayes at his special Baldwin Organ and Piano from 1968. And then we went into three tracks from the Calypso Stars, who had this record out in 1972 on Souvenir Records, which was a subsidiary of Art. And it was kind of a specialty, mostly a specialty label for cruise ship bands and recorded on the ship, which this one was recorded live on the Norwegian Caribbean Line's MS Skyward. And what I love about this one especially is that the Jimmy Cliff song and film, The Harder They Come, and soundtrack album had just come out this year, same year that they put this album out. So, and here they are playing two songs from it, The Harder They Come and You Can Get It If You Really Want. And the band is a four-piece, a real hybrid. There's a bass player and a drummer, Patrick Rogers on bass, and Alfred Sad Gums on drums. And then Vernon Paris plays tenor pans, and Simbert Fell plays the main lead kind of pans, which they call on here guitar pans. And then they ended the set with My Way, which was no vocal, heavy pan action. All right, and yeah, I had first played, as it was pointed out by Matt on from Springfield on the board, I first played those on a couple of those songs on Joe Magasco's show, his great show, Surface Noise, every Monday from 9 to noon. And one of the times that he invited me on to play some of this kind of stuff. And so, yeah, tip of the hat to Joe for that. And I had him in mind when I got this next artist for our show tonight. Because he's from Pennsylvania. He's from Bethel, Pennsylvania, which is kind of east of Harrisburg. And but then was living in Carlisle, Pennsylvania by the time he made this record, which is little bit west of Harrisburg. His name, well, his stage name is The Flying Dutchman, and he is a one-man band. He plays Cordovox, which, as I think most of you know, because I talk about it too much, is an accordion that can play like an electronic organ. It has different organ sounds, and Ernest, his real name is Ernest Bates, and he plays the Cordovox as well as the drums at the same time, and there's also like a some kind of glockenspiel or something in the photo, but I don't think I hear that, although I think I hear a kazoo at one point. I don't know how he's doing that. Anyway, Ernest was started, you know, as many people in the Pennsylvania Dutch community do, which he was a member. Started taking accordion lessons in elementary school. He was Amish Dutch and worked on his dad's farm. He finally got married. And then in 1964, he became a full-time musician as the Flying Dutchman. He did many appearances throughout the state and the eastern U.S. and was on radio and TV shows. What I find great about him is, like, he's so engaging with the crowd, and he's, like, just one guy, but he's going to make this work. And I think he does really well. So let's listen to The Flying Dutchman. It's just self-released. It's not on any label. And we're going to start with his version of Mountain Dew. You're listening to 21 Lounge.
Now, of course, I like to do one. Sherry, what would you like to hear? Sherry, where are you from? Dillsburg? You mean you're all of it from Dillsburg, Pennsylvania?
Oh, yeah.
Dillsburg. Well, young lady, Sherry, I guess it's probably one you like to do to get your motor started, right? You like rock and roll a little bit? Or you like country music? Well, I tell you what we're going to do for you, Sherry. Are you all ready? Come on, let's go! There's a fellow here from around this area somewhere. And of course, you know, Klein, when you go to Klein's Electric, you know, we got a little bit of everything here. We got RG's in. We got Klein's Electric. So if you need some electrician wire or something in that order for your car or something like that, why don't you ride down to Klein's old road? Thank you. rides to go home.
Hi everybody, welcome back to 21 Lounge, where we just heard the Flying Dutchman really engaging the crowd there. He started out with Mountain Dew, which I spelled the same way they spelled it on the record. And by the way, you know, I think most of you know, but I do post all the cover art and other details about the session or the band on the playlist that you can find online at WFMU.org. There's a playlist and a lot of great people commenting on the side, and come join us. So anyway, he did Mountain Dew. He had Sherry very engaged through this whole set. And then he went into Hound Dog, a little rock and roll, and finished it up with Going Down the Road, which seemed to be a song about him going down to the store there in town to get stuff for his car. The great Ernest L. Bates, otherwise known as the Flying Dutchman. And I posted on the cover art, you can see the back cover. There is no back cover. It's just a white surface, but he signed it on this one to Helen and Roy from the Flying Dutchman, Ernie, with his address, his phone number, and a note that says, after 5 p.m. So, don't call before 5. All right, so that's the one-man band situation, and now I wanted to explore a couple of bands in this next set that call themselves duos, but are actually trios. And it just shows what happens sometimes when you go for that name and then you need to add somebody on and it doesn't quite work. The first record was actually given to me recently by Todophonic Todd. Thank you, Todd. It's a record called the Andy Terra Duo, except they're not a duo, they're a trio. It's Andy on piano and vocals, Jerry Herman on drums, and William May, who must have been added, on bass, because William's not on the cover art, but he's certainly there and he's playing. They are a trio, but and this is their only album. Andy put out a couple of singles outside of this, but that was about it for the duo or the trio. So let's see, what should we start with here? Let's start with their version of Reach Out.
An illusion. Please don't ever go. You are the sunshine of my life. That's why I'll always be around. You are the apple of my eye. Forever you stay in my heart. I feel like this is a beginning. Though I loved you for a million years, and if I thought our love was a thing, I'd find myself drowning in my own tears. You are the sunshine of my life. That's why I'll always be around. The sunshine of my life. That's why I'll always be around. You are the apple of my eye. Forever you stay in my heart. You must have known that I was lonely, because you came to my rescue. And I knew this must be heaven. How could so much love be inside of you? You are the sunshine of my life. That's why I'll always be around. You are the apple of my eye. Forever you stay in my heart.
Everybody, welcome back to 21 Lounge on WFMU. Coming to you live. We just heard, started the set with the Andy Terra Duo, and they did a pretty rockin' version of Reach Out, followed by The Look of Love. And again, they're advertised as a duo, but they're actually a trio, because they added a bass player. And then, and that was on their own, I think, B&L record label. It seems to be, I think this is the only record they ever put out and the only record on this label, apparently. That was followed by another band with name issues called Two Alone, featuring Dan Harris. So I guess they were too alone, and then Dan came along, and they just couldn't give up the name after all that work. This came out on Jewel Records, which was actually an interesting label out of Cincinnati, Ohio, that was owned by the rockabilly guitarist Rusty York. But this was the only album for these guys, for Two Alone, or any of them in the band, for Randy Thurion, who was the keyboard player, really great organist there. Harry Mast Minister, who was the drummer, and played saxophone. And Dan Harris, their added vocalist, who looks considerably younger than the other two guys. We heard them do Misty, which was just the two of them. That was two alone because Dan was not singing. And then we heard a version of Sunshine of My Life, and I don't think it was actually Dan singing that one either, because his voice is a bit different. But yeah, duos, one-man band and duos, and so I guess we'll have to move it along now to an actual band. Up next is a band called Cora and Santos. And they were out of San Francisco, and they put out an album in 1974 called In Baghdad by the Bay, which is a nickname of San Francisco. Came from the 1940s. So let's hear... think about what to start with here. I'll just, on their liner notes, it says, in the past several years, we've had the pleasure of working many fine clubs in the Cincinnati, Ohio area, as well as many cities throughout the country. All of these clubs and the people who support them make it possible for us to pursue our careers and make albums such as this a reality. We'd like to express a sincere and special thank you to Mr. Richard Ammerman, innkeeper for Ramada Inn, Blue Ash, Ohio, for all his assistance and encouragement. So imagine that was one of the main places that you could find them in the day. So let's start off with them doing it's kind of a classic... a song you hear a lot in lounge bands, Spanish Eyes. Here's Cora and Santos from their album In Baghdad by the Bay.
Thank you. I know a great old city down California way. They call it San Francisco or Baghdad by the bay. Try to drown your troubles, so you work, work, work all day. You wonder how you get along in Baghdad by the bay. You think the people that you meet do things the crazy way, but then you see this just can't be in Baghdad by the bay. You find the folks are different 'cause there's one. You don't really mind. Oh, one thing more you ought to do that I can't bear to say. It's something you can only do in Baghdad by the bay. You find the folks are different 'cause there's one of every kind. They look you over once or twice, but you don't really mind. Oh, one thing you ought to do that I can't dare to say
is something you can only do.
Ride the cable cars, enjoy the view.
You bet your life will be there too in Baghdad by the bay.
Can't fly away in the sky away. You're more lucky than me.
I also have a pretty girl. She's not with me today. They all the same, the pretty girl. Make them a nest, then they fly away. Yeah. Banana tree, yellow bird, you sit all alone like me.
Better fly away in the sky away. Pick could come and soon pick from night to noon. Black and yellow, you like banana too. They might pick you someday.
Wish that I were a yellow bird. I'd fly away with you. Yellow bird, so here I sit, nothing else to do.
What now, my love? Now that you left me, how can I live through another day, watching my dreams turn into ashes and all my hopes into bits of clay? Once I could see, once I could feel, now I am numb, I become unreal. I walk the night without a goal, stripped of my heart. Now my love, now that it's over, I feel the world closing in on me. Here comes the stars tumbling around me, and there's a sky where the sea should be. What now, my love, now that you're gone, I'd be a fool to go on and on. No one would care, and no one would cry, if I should live. Now my love, now that there's nothing, only your last songs to sing. Although the snow covers the hopes of spring, somewhere a hill blossoms in green and gold, and there are dreams all that your heart can hold. Someday we'll meet again, sweetheart. Someday, whenever the spring breaks through, you'll come to me from up long ago, warm as the wind, fresh as a kiss of snow. Till then, my sweet, think of me now and then. Godspeed, my love, till you are mine again.
Good luck. Yeah, but it's saying, this is a nightlife, ain't no good life, yes, but it's my life.
Everybody, in the background, you're hearing Mildred Alexander doing This Masquerade from her album The Sweetest Sounds. Mildred was an amazing woman who was the first staff organist at Radio City Music Hall. And she put out this highly successful set of books that were for teachers and students to learn how to play the organ. So that last set, We started off with Cora and Santos. They did Spanish Eyes, and then In Baghdad by the Bay, which was written by Cora, followed by Yellow Bird, another one of the classics, standards of the lounge profession. And after that was a guy named Mike Clark, who, from his album Nightlife, he performed over 8 years in the Portland area on Wurlitzer organ mostly, put out 2 albums, and he did What Now My Love, Somewhere My Love, and Nightlife, the title track of the record. That record is a, as someone pointed out, a stock image, which I love that cover. And I've played other records that have that same cover, but tonight, only one. So, thanks everyone for listening in. And stay tuned for Becky, who is back with Honky Tonk Radio Girl tonight. And after that, Sydney. And I'll just let it go out for the next minute or two with Mildred. See you next week. Thank you.
is a startin'. Her voice is as smooth as a pearl, introducing Hank and Buck and Dolly Parton. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. Hear that vinyl popping on the airwaves from the signal tower into your little world. Lord knows all the hopeless hearts that she saves. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's been known to take requests and have on some special guests. Can't you see those dancing skirts a-twirl? Well, a man sits at home alone on Christmas. She brings him Patsy Cline and Merle with her gifts of country gold. You know who this is. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's your honky-tonk radio girl.
Hey there, folks, and welcome to the program. You're listening to Honky Tonk Radio Girl here on 91.1 FM and WFMU.org all around the world. I'm here most weeks from 8 to 9 playing country music for you. Thank you so much to Don for filling in somewhat last minute for me last week. Very last minute, really. Did an amazing job. Next week, I will also not be here, and Todd Phonic Todd is going to be your Honky Tonk Radio man, so look forward to that. I brought some records. What a concept. So let's hear one of them. Here's Grady Martin and his Winging Strings. You're listening to WFMU.
Pork chop stomp. 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 Thank you.
chop stomp. Pork chop stomp. Pork chop stomp. Pork chop stomp. Pork chop stomp.
Baby, we got on the midnight bus.